RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Hello, my listener. Welcome back to English Bulletin over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, Focus, and News in Brief. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news, first the headlines. The commemoration of 40th European Union-ASEAN friendship. Belgian ambassador to Indonesia says ASEAN is a perfect partner for European Union. Now the news in detail. Around 2,000 Indonesian people and expatriates participated in European Union-ASEAN run on Jalan Sudirman and Jalan Sisingamangaraja, Jakarta at 6 a.m. on Sunday. The run started from the European Union office building and finished at the ASEAN Secretariat building. On the finish line, the runners also participated in various cultural performances and games. In the surrounding area, various foods from European Union and ASEAN countries were served for visitors. Ambassador of European Union to Indonesia and Brunei Darussalam, Wang Xiang Gyorang, on the occasion said the event was the celebration for the European Union-ASEAN friendship and the anniversaries of the European Union and ASEAN as well.
It is a way to celebrate friendship between European Union and ASEAN, the friendship between European Union and Indonesia. This year is a special one as we celebrate the 60th anniversary of the creation of European Union and the 60th anniversary of the creation of ASEAN and the 40th anniversary of the relationship between European Union and ASEAN. So it is an anniversary that we want to celebrate also by the run as an interesting and popular sport.
Wang Xiang Gyorang also said the event was successful in view of the public interest and the enthusiasm of the organizers. He expressed hope that the event could be held regularly every year. Some internal political phenomena in some European countries are the main driver of European Union countries to start intensively their cooperation with external parties, in this case the ASEAN countries. It was stated by the Belgian ambassador to Indonesia, Patrick Herman, on the sidelines of the European Union-ASEAN run in Jakarta on Sunday. The run was held to celebrate three special occasions, namely the 40th anniversary of European Union-ASEAN partnership, the 50th anniversary of the establishment of ASEAN, and the 60th anniversary, the creation of the European Union.
Donc l'Union européenne doit faire plus.
So the European Union must do more to make its voice heard in the world, become a more important player, and ASEAN is a perfect partner. ASEAN is a partner that continues to grow. The ASEAN, known as the Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership, RCEP, has been realized, will also be a center of the largest free zone and the biggest economic adventure for all countries.
Ambassador Patrick Herman hopes that the event, marking the 40th anniversary of the partnership between the European Union and ASEAN, would be a new beginning for both sides in navigating multilateral cooperation, especially in economic terms. The Belgian ambassador added, ASEAN consists of countries that are geographically located in a very potential and dynamic zone. Loan growth is likely to accelerate by as much as 11% in Indonesia this year, as banks are expected to return to healthy performance. Indonesian Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati recently sat on the sidelines of the 50th annual meeting of the Asian Development Bank in Yokohama, Japan. Most of their non-performing loans have been restructured. This represents a steep decline from double-digit growth posted in earlier years, as lenders were forced to set aside capital for covering bad debts from the mining and commercial sectors. Meanwhile, ASEAN Plus 3 Macroeconomic Research Office, AMRO, a regional surveillance unit that monitors and analyzes the economies of Southeast Asian countries plus China, Japan, and South Korea, recently said in a note last week that Indonesian banks' outstanding loans are expected to expand by between 9% and 12% in 2017. The banking sector, particularly the four largest banks, has a relatively ample capital cushion and should be able to absorb losses on most banks' balance sheets. Indonesian Chief of National Counterterrorism Agency BNPT Police Commissioner General Soehardi Alius recently warned about the growing threat of radicalism, said that the propagation of a radical movement can now be done online. He said after giving a lecture at State Diponegoro University, Semarang, Central Java, it is all because of technological progress. Soehardi Alius said that the propagation of radicalism has been carried out through the internet and it has made it easier for the radical ideologies to spread. He called on university rectors, deans and lecturers to be sensitive toward the activities in their campuses with regard to preventing radical ideology or movement from entering, adding that each campus must have an assistant rector for student affairs who will be responsible for monitoring the activities of the students. Soehardi Alius stated that monitoring must not only be done within the campus, but also where student dormitories or student boarding houses or houses of prayer are located. He also remarked that the students must also care about each other by reporting if they see someone starting to separate him or herself or create an exclusive group. Soehardi Alius added that it could take not days but weeks or months or years to develop a radical group. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Batam's Hang Nadim Airport Management official Suwarso said that airport management is struggling to develop international flight services because many airlines prefer to operate at Singapore's Changi Airport. Suwarso said on Sunday, May 7 in Batam, Riau Islands Province, as of now, almost all international flight services are being run at Singapore's Changi. That's why Hang Nadim has seen a small number of international flights. Aside from the close proximity between Changi and Hang Nadim, according to Suwarso, Singapore also has a strong standing in the aviation industry that enables it to become a major aviation hub. He said actually there are aspects to be taken into account to develop international flight services in Hang Nadim. All parties have to meet and discuss them. Hang Nadim Airport only serves an international flight route between Batam and Kuala Lumpur, which is operated by Malindo Air. Suwarso said that the government's role is needed if Indonesia, including Hang Nadim, wants to become an international aviation hub. Meanwhile, Singapore's Changi serve 1,400 daily flights, most of which are international flights. Batam Authority Agency, as the owner of Hang Nadim Airport, is, among others, seeking to cooperate with foreign operators who could also attract foreign airlines to operate in Batam. As an effort to promote cross-border tourism in Malacca Regency, East Nusa Tenggara, the Regency Administration, alongside the Tourism Ministry, are going to hold a Wonderful Indonesia-themed concert called Rai Malacca on May 12. the event is slated to be held at the integrated cross-border post Lapangan Motamasit, which is very close to the border area between Indonesia and Timor Leste. Malacca Tourism Agency head Rufinus Bau said on Sunday, May 7, that he is hoping to attract 1,000 people from Timor Leste to the event. He added that Maria Clau, Alin, and Guris Suri would be performing at the concert, and visitors could also expect to purchase food and drinks provided by local merchants. Malacca used to be a part of Belu Regency, but in 2013, it officially became a separate regency. Rufinus said the price of goods in Indonesia is a lot cheaper than in Timor Leste. One of Malacca's main tourism attractions in the Motadikin Beach, located 11 kilometers away from the border. Visitors can see fish ponds before entering the beach and walk on white sand while enjoying the sunset. The last item. Indonesian Ministry of Tourism has held a culture festival to promote Mandeh, one of the most scenic destinations on the southern coast of West Sumatra. The Pesona Mandeh, or Enchanting Mandeh, festival aimed to introduce the location to the wider public. Mandeh is often called Sumatra's own Raja Ampat, a region in West Papua famous for its white sandy beaches and colorful coral reefs. South Pesisir District Head Hendra Joni said on Sunday, May 7, in South Pesisir, that the local administration welcomes investors to develop Mandeh into a tourism spot. Hendra Joni said, no matter how beautiful a tourism destination is, it will be impossible to attract visitors without promotional effort. The local government was grateful for the central government's encouragements to organize the Pesona Mandeh Festival. The festival was held from May 4 to May 5 and featured a culinary exhibition, an underwater photography competition, and performing arts. The festival also saw a robot performance on Saturday, breaking the record of the Museum of Record Muri for involving the biggest number of musicians playing the traditional string instrument. That was the news.
Listener commentary today entitled Dissolving Anti-Pancasila Mass Organization. The government of Indonesia is now reviewing the existence of anti-Pancasila mass organizations in the country. After the meeting with vice rectors of state and private university in Jakarta, Bogor, Tangerang, and Bekasi areas in Jakarta on Tuesday, Coordinating Minister for Political, Legal, and Security Affairs, Wiranto, said that the government wants to anticipate the existence of ideology development that has the potential to replace Pancasila state ideology and against the legitimate government. To follow it up, President Joko Widodo has instructed Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Political, Legal and Security Affairs Wiranto to trace the legal umbrella of mass organizations considered anti-Pancasila before being dissolved, and asked the public to wait for the government's step. The discourse to dissolve anti-Pancasila mass organizations was carried out when one of the community organizations, Hizbut Tahrir Indonesia, HTI, on April 23rd, planned to hold an activity entitled Khalifah, Shari Judi Towards the Road of Muslim Awakening at the Balai Sudirman, South Jakarta. But the activity was cancelled because it did not get permission from the police Polri. HTI is also considered to try to replace the basic state of Indonesia, Pancasila, with the state of Khalifah or Islamic State. Since the establishment of Indonesia, the Indonesian founding fathers have agreed that Indonesia is a unitary state, not a country based on particular religion. Indonesia is a country whose ethnicities, religions, languages, and customs are diverse. This diversity is the characteristic of Indonesia, so that there is a state motto of Bhinneka Tunggal Ika, or unity in diversity, Indonesia. Although the majority of the population of Indonesia is Muslim, it does not mean Indonesia is an Islamic country. because the struggle for the independence was taken by the entire Indonesian people from the western tip of Sumatra to the eastern tip of Indonesia and Papua, and not just by one particular group or religion. In addition, Indonesia is a country with Pancasila ideology, so all organizations, both community organizations and political organizations, must be based on the five principles of Pancasila, namely believing in one supreme God, a just and civilized humanity, the unity of Indonesia, democracy led by the wisdom in deliberation and representation, and social justice for all Indonesian people. It is the right step for the government to dissolve anti-Pancasila mass organizations, because the mass organizations based on other than Pancasila mean that they want to dissolve the state which has been fought for by all Indonesian people. However, it requires more in-depth study to dissolve a mass organization, whether the organization really violates the applicable legislation. In addition, the steps to dissolve anti-Pancasila mass organizations must also go through legislation. The government cannot necessarily disband if there is no clear regulation. Listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Today in History program. Well, we begin with an event which occurred on May 8, 1993, when Marcina passed away. Marcina, who was born on 10 April 1969 and passed away on 8 May 1993, was a worker activities at Indonesian company PT Catur Putra Surya in Porong, Sidoarjo, East Java Province, was raped and murdered, drew international attention to the practices of the Suharto dictatorship and the suppression of workers. Marcina was serving as a negotiator for 500 workers striking over supplemental payments for food and transportation. On May 4, she was kidnapped following a demonstration, her body found 4 days later. Marcina received Yap Tiam Hian Award in 1993. The next event was in 1998 when Gejayant event occurred. Gejayant event was also known with the mentioning as Yogyakarta tragedy, was a class event which happened on May 8, 1998 in Gejayant, Yogyakarta. The demonstration demanded reformation and resignation of President Suharto. The class occurred until night. The consequence of the class was that hundreds of people were injured and one person was killed. And the last event is about International Red Cross Day. Movement of Red Cross and International Red Crescent Moon is a group of organizations which moves in the field of humanity. The movement is divided to be International Committee of Red Cross as a private institution of humanity, International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Moon, which arrange members' activity of Red Cross movement, and Red Crescent Moon in 188 countries, and Red Cross National Community and Crescent Moon in every country in the world. Annually since 1948, May 8 is commemorated as a World Red Cross Day to honor the founder of World Cross Red Movement, Henry Dunant, who was born on the same date. The commemoration aims to inspire, facilitate, and promote all humanitarian activities undertaken by the International Committee of the Red Cross and members of the national community who joined. Listener, that was Today in History, read by Rahman.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus. Daily news and events.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with Focus, entitling the General Election Commission determines Anies Uno as the winners of regional election of Jakarta 2017. Jakarta just held gubernatorial and vice governor election for the period 2017-2022 on April 19, 2017. more than 2 weeks, Jakarta resident in particular, and Indonesia in general, had to wait for the official result of the second round of regional head elections. On May 5, 2017, the Jakarta General Election Commission finally announced the candidate pair of Governor and Deputy Governor of Jakarta, Anies Baswedan, Sandiaga Uno, as the winner of the regional head election of Jakarta 2017. The election of Jakarta was conducted in two rounds. After the first round, both pairs had not been able to achieve the 50% plus one support required in the election law. The appointments was held in an open plenary meeting of the governor and deputy governor-elect of Jakarta for the period of 2017-2022 at the General Election Commission's office in Central Jakarta on Friday, May 5, 2017. Previously, the Jakarta's General Election Commission has completed the result of the 2017 Jakarta regional election on April 29, 2017. Based on the result of the recapitulation, the pair of Anies Sandi won 57.96% or 3,240,967 votes, while Basuki Cahayapurnama Jarot Saiful Hidayat pair gained 42.04% or 2,350,366 votes. Head of Jakarta General Election Commission, Sumarno, said that the determinations of the elected governor and deputy governor is through the decree of Jakarta, No. 95/2017-101. After the General Election Commission gets certainty from the Constitutional Court, if no one complains about the result and process of the Jakarta regional head election. Sumarno explained that based on the law, the candidate pair who got the most votes is appointed as the elected governor and deputy governor pair. After the process of the determinations, Sumarno also said that the whole process of the Jakarta regional election has ended. Furthermore, the General Election Commissions will send a letter to the House of Representatives of Jakarta Provincial Parliament to process the approval and inauguration of the governor and vice governor-elect of Jakarta for 2017-2022 period. Sumarno also expressed his gratitude to all those who have contributed to the success of Jakarta election and the implementation process with all the dynamics during the stages took place. Sumarno wants Anies Sandi to be able to bring a new era in his leadership later. Anies Sandi's mission and vision to advance the capital are expected to come true. Sumarno is also grateful for the implementation of Jakarta's election, which took place peacefully and democratically. Until the vote counting, no parties submit objections to the results and the stages of the election. Meanwhile, in his speech at the United Message event in Jakarta on Friday, May 5th, the governor-elect of Jakarta, Anies Baswedan, stated that the mandate given by Jakarta residents to him would be the mandate that will be accounted for the world and the hereafter. He calls for all Jakarta residents to cooperate hands by hands as brothers in one big house of Jakarta. Until now, Jakarta has become a backbone of human civilization since long time ago. Anies said that his victory with Sandiaga as governor and deputy governor for 2017-2022 period is the victory of Jakarta resident, who want concrete changes. Although there is no political contract with the supporting political parties to participate or not in the 2019 presidential election, Anies Baswedan and Sandiaga Uno are committed to carrying out the mandate of Jakarta residents who want better changes of Jakarta next and who want to be happy residents. Anies Rashid Baswedan added that he would soon form a program synchronization team. He explained that the main programs in the synchronization team are the provisions of employment, good quality education until completion, affordable basic needs, health services, affordable settlements, and waste management. Deputy Speaker of the House of Representatives, Fadli Zon, is confident that the governor and deputy governor-elect of Jakarta, Anies Baswedan and Sandiaga Uno, will fulfill their duties for the next 5 years. That was the focus. I'm Nika Kusumawati. Thank you for listening.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with news in brief. Around 2,000 Indonesian people and expatriates participated in European Union ASEAN Run on Jalan Sudirman and Jalan Sisingamangaraja, Jakarta at 6 a.m. on Sunday. The run started from the European Union office building and finished at the ASEAN Secretariat building. On the finish line, the runners also participated in various cultural performances and games. Some international political phenomena in some European countries are the main driver of European Union countries to start intensively their cooperation with external parties, in this case the ASEAN countries. It was stated by the Belgian ambassador to Indonesia, Patrick Herman, on the sidelines of the European Union ASEAN Run in Jakarta on Sunday, May 7. The run was held to celebrate three special occasions, namely the 40th anniversary of European Union ASEAN Partnership, the 50th anniversary of the establishment of ASEAN, and the 60th anniversary, the creation of the European Union. Indonesian Chief of National Counterterrorism Agency Police Commissioner General Suhardi Alius recently warned about the growing threat of radicalism, said that the propagation of a radical movement can now be done online. Loan growth is likely to accelerate by as much as 11% in Indonesia this year, as banks are expected to return to healthy performance. Indonesian Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati recently said on the sidelines of the 50th annual meeting of the Asian Development Bank in Yokohama, Japan, most of their non-performing loans have been restructured. Batam's Hang Nadim Airport Management official Suwarso said that airport management is struggling to develop international flight services because many airlines prefer to operate at Singapore's Changi Airport. Suwarso said on Sunday, May 7 in Batam, Riau Islands province, as of now, almost all international flight services are being run at Singapore's Changi. That's why Hang Nadim has seen a small number of international flights. As an effort to promote cross-border tourism in Malacca Regency, East Nusa Tenggara, the Regency administration alongside the Tourism Ministry are going to hold a wonderful Indonesia-themed concert called Rai Malacca on May 12. Indonesian Ministry of Tourism has held a culture festival to promote Mandeh, one of the most scenic destinations on the southern coast of West Sumatra. The Pesona Mandeh or Enchanting Mandeh Festival aimed to introduce the location to the wider public. Listener, that was the news in brief.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
You're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, broadcasting to the frequencies of 9525 kHz, 11.785 kHz, and 15.150 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here is our next program, Indonesian Wonder, and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you to Noko Island in East Java Province. Stay tuned. Listeners, Gresik Regency is located in the north of East Java Province. This regency also includes Bawean Island, which is located around 120 kilometers in the north of Gresik Regency. Bawean Island has many beautiful small islands, such as Noko Island, Gili Timur Island, and many other tourism objects. In today's season, we will introduce you to Noko Island, an unoccupied island with beautiful scenery either on land or in the sea. The beach is free from garbage with marine habitats which are still protected. Listeners, actually Noko Island almost has nothing. This island is only overgrown with bushes and all its land is covered by white sand. This island is very small, only 1 kilometer wide. Arriving on this island, you will be amazed with the beauty of the nature. The water of the island is blue and clear, so that the bottom of the sea will be seen without snorkel. Many activities can be held on the sea of the island, such as swimming, snorkeling, and diving. But you have to bring your own diving equipment because the management of the island does not provide rental place for diving equipment. Listeners, Noko Island is very suitable for visitors who have swimming as their hobby. Here, you are able not only to swim, but also to sunbathe surrounding island which is full of white sand. If you like fishing as a hobby, you can catch fish on this island. For the tourists who want to stay longer on this island, we suggest you to bring your own food and beverage because there is no stall here. Listeners, to enjoy the beauty of Noko Island is not easy because its location is quite far. The trip to this island takes more than 3 hours by ship through Java Sea from seaport of Gresik Regency to Bawean Island. After arriving at Bawean seaport, visitors still must take around 20 minutes to Noko Island by using motorboats belonging to local fishermen. Listeners, that was Indonesian Wonder for today featuring Noko Island in East Java Province. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which invites you to learn Bahasa Indonesia. Today we feature a topic entitled Merayakan Ulang Tahun, which in English means celebrating birthday. Stay tuned. As usual, I will introduce you to the vocabulary and expressions that relate to today's topic of conversation. I'll say the sentence twice loudly and you can repeat after me. Ulang tahun. Ulang tahun, in English, birthday. Senin depan. Senin depan, in English, next Monday. Senang. Senang, in English, happy. Ingat. Ingat, in English, to remember. rencana. Rencana, in English, plan. Traktir, traktir, in English, to treat. Makan, makan, in English, to eat. Makanan barat, in English, western cuisine or western food. Pesan tempat, in English, booking a place. Restoran, restoran, in English, restaurant. Kalau tidak, in English, if not. Tidak ada, in English, no nothing. Tempat kosong, in English, empty place. Hadiah, hadiah, in English, give. Tidak terlupakan, in English, unforgettable. Now we give you an example of conversation entitled Merayakan Ulang Tahun, or in English means Celebrating Birthday. The conversation is between A. Anna and B. Julie at the canteen. Anna, Senin depan kamu berulang tahun. Senin depan kamu berulang tahun. In English, you will celebrate birthday next month. Julie, ya betul. Ya betul. In English, yes, that's right. Senangnya kamu ingat ulang tahun saya. Senangnya kamu ingat ulang tahun saya. In English, I'm glad that you remember my birthday. Anna, apa rencanamu? Apa rencanamu? In English, what is your plan? Julie, saya masih belum punya rencana apapun. Saya masih belum punya rencana apapun. In English, I have no plan any else. Anna, kalau begitu saya akan traktir kamu makan. Kalau begitu, saya akan traktir kamu makan. In English, well, I will treat you to it. Kamu mau makan apa? Kamu mau makan apa? In English, what do you want to eat? Julie, makan apa saja tidak masalah. Makan apa saja tidak masalah. In English, it doesn't matter. I like anything to eat. Asalkan kamu yang traktir kan? Asalkan kamu yang traktir kan? In English, you promise me to treat, don't you? Julie, kamu kan suka makanan barat. Kamu kan suka makanan barat. In English, I know you like western food. Kalau begitu, saya akan pesan tempat dulu di restoran makanan barat. Kalau begitu, saya akan pesan tempat dulu di restoran makanan barat. In English, I will reserve the place first at the western food restaurant. Kalau tidak, nanti kita tidak kebagian tempat pada waktu kamu ulang tahun. Kalau tidak, nanti kita tidak kebagian tempat pada waktu kamu ulang tahun. In English, unless we cannot have the place at the time you celebrate birthday. B. Julie, terima kasih untuk hadiah yang tidak terlupakan di ulang tahun saya. Terima kasih untuk hadiah yang tidak terlupakan di ulang tahun saya. In English, thank you for the unforgettable gift on my birthday. Listener, that was today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Hopefully, it can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. We'll see you again tomorrow with a different topic. Thank you for your attention. See you and sampai jumpa.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome back with me, Hernita, in the Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern ones. In today's edition, we will present to you an Indonesian female keroncong singer, Nur Agni Savitri, or better known with the name Savitri. Well, listener, let's listen to the first song entitled Sapu Tangan dari Bandung Selatan. Happy listening.
Sampai
Listener Sapu Tangan dari Bandung Selatan is the song composed by Indonesian composer Ismail Marzuki. The song was made in the era of Indonesian struggle and became an original Keroncong song. Telling about a hero who has to part with a beloved one. Although currently the Keroncong genre not too much in demand, especially by the younger generation, Savitri remains proudly dedicated Keroncong songs. According to Savitri, as a child, she often invited his father to watch Keroncong performance. She was firstly not interested to the Keroncong, but thanks to encouragement from parents, Savitri finally learned Keroncong music and loved the music very much. Well, listener, let's listen to the next song entitled Melati di Tapal Batas by Savitri. Happy listening. Thank you. Listener, the song Melati di Tapal Batas is one of the national songs of Indonesian struggle composed by Ismail Marzuki. The song tells about the Sri Kandi, or a woman hero who struggled to maintain the Indonesian's independence. A song with a rhythm and poem that is very touching and able to evoke a sense of love for the state. Keroncong songs are packed with modern music arrangement. In 2009, Savitri released an album containing 10 Indo-Western mix songs. This is a form of his dedication to preserve keroncong music in order to be favored by today's younger generation. Well, listener, to conclude our segment for today, let's listen to the last two songs entitled Rindu Lukisan and Setangkai Bunga Anggrek by Savitri. Happy listening. Sampai jumpa.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.